It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. Hosted by me, Spencer.
This is episode F149. Let's not talk like that anymore. Let's just get into the words. Let's get just right going do it to it. All right, the first word is the second form of the word fly, F-L-Y. This one is the noun from before the 12th century, and again, we got a bunch of definitions. Number one, for the noun of fly, it is the action or process of flying, and the synonym is flight. Going up in the plane, I'm gonna go for a fly, just a casual little fly. Number two, a device consisting of two or more radial vanes capable of rotating on a spindle to act as a fan or to govern the speed of clockwork or very light machinery. What is this? It's a thing inside of another thing that's allowing stuff to happen? Because if two or more radial vanes, I feel like... Is it sewing machines? Do they have a fly? Fly. Let's just do a quick little look for a fly radial vanes. Those are like circular things. Here's a radial blade. Not very helpful at the moment. Jet engine maybe has a fly, or it does fly. I don't know. Yeah, I'm seeing like a lot of radial fans and stuff. And a spindle to act as a fan. Yeah. Or to govern the speed of clockwork or very light machinery. I don't know. But also, we have number 2B. The synonym is flywheel, which is not in this episode. And so I think of that thing that, was it Rapunzel was making the hay into gold or something? And she was using that big wheel. There was maybe a couple of wheels, and maybe that's a flywheel. Not sure. I'm the wrong person to be asking it. Why are you asking me about this? What are you coming to me for? Well, stick around, and maybe you will learn something actually useful. Number 3 is plural. It is the space over a theater stage where scenery and equipment can be hung. The flies, way up there where the audience can't see them. That's the flies. The scenery that comes down, that's coming from the flies. And, you know, I think they call it that because I think they fly away the scenery when it's time to change out the scenery from the beautiful fall background to the winter background. They have to fly them away, and they're pulling the cables to raise it up, and it's like they're flying. The scenery is like, whoa, I'm flying above the stage. Look at me go. That's the flies. Number 4, something attached by one edge. Something attached by one edge. Well, this piece of paper is attached by one edge to the center of the book, but is that what we're calling a fly? I don't know. Maybe not. Probably not. We got some sub-definitions, though. Get more information. 4A. A garment closing concealed. Wait, a garment closing concealed by a fold of cloth extending over the fastener. It's where the garment closes, but it's concealed by a fold of cloth extending over the... Okay, so I imagine maybe it's where, like, maybe your shirt comes together. Maybe there's a zipper or buttons. But there's also a piece of cloth that's attached on one end on top of all of that, and it folds over the buttons or the zipper to conceal the buttons or the zipper. And so that piece of cloth is only attached by one side so it can freely move and flap back and forth. And so that's called a fly. That piece of cloth is called a fly. I guess so. Now we have, even more sub-definitions for B1. The length of an extended flag from its staff or support. The length of a flag from its support. Well, isn't that just the size of the flag? That's called fly. Well, the flag is attached by one side to the, you know, the pole, the flag pole, if you will. And so the distance from the pole to the end of the flag, that's called the fly? Sure. For B2, the outer or loose end of a flag is called the fly. So the part of the flag that is not attached to the pole, that is the fly side. The fly side of the flag, the fly part, because that's the part that's really flying. When the wind is going, that's the part that's getting the most of the action flapping in the wind. If my hand were the flag, my fingertips would be the fly, and the wrist would be where it's attached to the pole. Number 5, a baseball hit high into the air. That is we might call it a fly ball, which is coming up here in this episode. It's a fly. I hope he catches the fly. Is it going to go out of the stadium? Wow, that fly went out of the stadium. And then the guy outside got to catch it. Number 6, the synonym is fly leaf. We'll learn about that not in this episode. Number 7, a sheet of material like canvas that is attached to a tent for use as a double top or as a roof-like extension. Yeah, some tents have this. Sometimes it's like it's a whole separate piece that you put on top of the tent that's got its own maybe poles or strings or something, and it extends out, so it's going to help cover the entrance to the tent from rain. I think the tent that I have, I've only used it a handful of times, but I think it has something like this. It's just an extra piece that you put over as just a little extra protection. It's like it's flown over the tent to protect. Now, that was number 7. Now we got number 8. A football pass pattern in which the receiver runs straight downfield. You're just run. It's like Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump did a fly. He just ran straight downfield. In fact, he ran so far and straight, he didn't even stop when he got to the end zone. He just kept on going. We have a phrase, on the fly. That's the phrase. And there's 4 definitions for that. Number 1, in motion. And the synonym is busy. I'm constantly on the fly. I'm constantly doing stuff. I'm always busy. It's like my brain and my body are flying constantly, and sometimes they're not even connected. Number 2, while still in the air, that is what it means, while still in the air, but also without the ball bouncing. So we're talking about a ball on the fly. There's an example, we should probably say that. The home run carried 450 feet on the fly. It never once hit the ground. It went all the way. I think a better example, though, is the baseball player caught the ball on the fly. The ball was still in the air, never hit the ground, and he caught it. And that was pretty impressive. Number 3, in a hurry and often without preparation. The synonym is hastily. Another one is spontaneously. And the example is making decisions on the fly. That's what I'm doing here. I'm making decisions on the fly about what to say at any given moment. Luckily, I have things to actually read. But I'm like, what's Spencer going to say? I don't know. He's going to come up with it on the fly. Extemporaneously. In a hurry and often without, no preparation. Nope, 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 nope. And number 4. Simultaneously with another task, as in software that handles formatting on the fly. It's doing multiple tasks. Computers are pretty good at this. They can do multiple things at once. Humans, not so much. We're not so good at multitasking. Sometimes we try. Sometimes we're trying to wash the dishes and also read a book and then also maybe play a bass drum with our foot. We're trying to do all those things on the fly. Okay. I think that's it for that one. And now we're going to go, ooh, the sound effect is going to be boo. Now we have the third form of the word fly, which is an intransitive verb from 1893. It is to hit a fly in baseball. The baseball batter, is that what they're called? The hitter? The batter? They are the one who is doing this fly. They are flying the ball when they hit it with their baseball bat. They hit the baseball with the baseball bat, and the baseball goes wee, way up in the air it flies. Boo! Maybe that's the sound that it makes. Now we have the fourth form of fly, noun, from before the 12th century. Number one, a winged insect, or you could say winged, a winged insect. And this is usually used in combination, as in mayflies, also butterfly. And then also, I would like to throw in just fly. Maybe it's a fly. Because there is an insect that we just call a fly. But any insect that has wings, you can call a fly, a something fly. A beetle fly? A cockroach fly? We don't usually say those. Number 2A. Here we go. Here's the specific fly. This is any of a large order of winged, winged, or rarely wingless insects. That have the anterior wings functional, the posterior wings reduced to halteres, and segmented, often headless, eyeless, and legless larvae. Compare to the synonym maggot, M-A-G-G-O-T, or just compare to maggot. A fly and a maggot, are similar, different? How are they similar and different? So, the order name is Diptera, which I think means two wings, or is it two sets of wings? Because it says that it has, the anterior wings, anterior and posterior. Both of those make me think of the back. Which is which? Well, the anterior wings are functional. Those are the ones that are working, doing the work, making it fly, making the fly fly. The posterior wings, those are probably the ones in the way back, in the post side. Those are reduced to halteres, which I guess are just, what are those? What are those doing? What are the halteres? A kind of wing that maybe doesn't let it fly, but maybe lets it do other things? Halt? The larvae are, segmented, often headless. So the larvae are segmented. They often have no head. How do they do anything? They have no eyes, and they have no legs. No legs, no eyes, no heads. And then what else? Examples of these flies are the housefly, mosquito, or gnat, spelled G-N-A-T. So those are examples of this, these types of insects in the order Diptera. And they are either winged, they have wings, or they are rarely wingless. Sometimes some of them are wingless, but it's rare. So they're winged. All right, that was fly. Now we got number 3, a fish hook dressed to suggest an insect. This is when you're trying to catch the fish, and some of the fish like to eat the insects, and so you're like, I know what I can do to catch these fish. I'm going to make it look like there's an insect floating in the water somewhere, and it's going to be a fly. An example of this, how it is dressed. How do you dress this? Do you put it in a gown? Do you put it in pants? No. You dress it with feathers or tinsel. That's how you might make it look like an insect. Now, you know, there's fly fishing, which I think is, I assume that's fishing where you make the hook fly around for a while. But so got a couple of different fly things in the fishing world. I shall not be doing those things. Now we have, oh, you know what? I missed something. Go back to 2B. Some of you were probably like, where's 2B? We had 2A. Where's 2B? It is a large, stout-bodied fly. That's maybe like a horsefly. I think the horseflies have a body that is quite stout. So then we go to 3, which is the fish hook. And then we have a phrase, fly in the ointment. And this is a detracting factor or element. What is the thing that is making you not want to check out this podcast? You're already here, so maybe this question isn't good to you. Maybe you can ask your friends, what is the fly in the ointment with the dictionary? What is the thing? Well, maybe it's the fact that he's reading the dictionary. That's the fly in the ointment. You don't want a fly in the ointment. The ointment needs to be clean of flies. The package should say, there are no flies in this ointment, and that's how you know it's a good one. Boo! The fifth form of fly is an adjective from 1811. This is chiefly British, and the synonyms are keen and artful. They'd say, that piece of art is quite fly. I mean, in American slang, we often say something is fly to also kind of mean keen or artful, quite cool, great, fantastic, wonderful. We love it. It's fly. This podcast is fly. Boo! Next, we have flyable, adjective from circa 1909. This is suitable for flying or for being flown. Maybe that kite is flyable. It doesn't have holes in it. It's got the string. It's got the support. It's got everything you need for it to be flown. Now it just needs a person to fly it. It's flyable. It can be flown. And maybe it shall be. Okay. Bwee! Next is fly. I don't know where the emphasis goes. Is it agaric or agaric? The second word is A-G-A-R-I-C, fly agaric. I'll just say that. It's a noun from 1788. It is a medium to large poisonous Amanita mushroom with a usually bright red cap. This is like the typical almost cartoony mushroom that we see. You know, it's in Mario and it's in picture. This is like what you think of when you think of just this fantastic mushroom. It is poisonous. Let us not forget, it is poisonous. The species name is Amanita muscaria. But it doesn't say why it is called a fly agaric or agaric. I don't know what those words mean. Agaric, that's going to have its own entry. That's probably some type of mushroom or something. But fly, why fly? Why fly? Maybe there are flies like to fly around in it, put their eggs by it. I don't know. I can't give you more information. But I can tell you, don't eat it, because it's poisonous. Boo! Next is fly ash, two words. Noun from 1931. This is fine, solid particles of ashes, dust, and soot carried out from burning fuel by the draft. And examples of the burning fuel could be coal or oil. So this is just the ash that is flying away when something is burning. And you just call it fly ash because it's the ash that flies away. When you're watching, wow, the video got real messed up there. Woo, woo. It's just fun to watch those weird artifacts happen. Sometimes if you're watching the campfire, you're just going to see little pieces. Now, it seems like it's more often with coal and oil, I guess. All the just little pieces that don't stay down, you can't keep them down. They got to fly and be free. They're fly ash. Beep. Next is fly away. One word, adjective from 1844. Number one, loose and flowing, especially because of unconfirmed fullness at the back. Oh, that didn't say unconfirmed. Unconfined. Maybe I should read the words completely. loose and flowing, especially because of unconfined fullness at the back. I got so much fullness in my back, you can't even confine it. You can't confine this fullness in my back. But we have an example, a flyaway jacket. A flyaway jacket. So I think the jacket is just, it's not confined. Maybe when you're on a motorcycle, the breeze is making it fly all around or something. It's loose and flowing. Next, number two, of relating to or being an aircraft that is ready to fly. As in, the plane's flyaway price. Huh? The plane's flyaway price. Well, you're talking about things that I don't think have anything to do with each other, but that's just because I don't know the right terminology. It's an aircraft that's ready to fly, so it has it's flyaway. It's ready to fly away, like the ash. Next is flyball, two words, noun from 1865. They were hitting flyballs way back in 1865. That's so impressive. The synonym is the number five definition for the second form of the word fly, which was, I can tell you right now, a baseball hit high into the air. We call it a flyball. That's it. When you try to catch the flyball, maybe the sun might be in your eyes, and you're like, oh, I can't really see it. I hope I catch it. Please land in my mitt, and don't hit me on the head. Boop! And that's the sound of the flyball. Now we have fly blow, one word, first form, noun from 1556. The synonym is fly strike, which will be in an upcoming future episode. Fly strike. Well, we got another one. Boop! That was a short little flyball. It's the second form of fly blow. This is a verb from 1603. It looks to be just transitive. Number one, the synonyms are taint and contaminate. Like maybe when the fly is in the ointment, it has been fly blown because maybe a fly was blown into the ointment. It got tainted and contaminated. So you're this is a verb. So you're fly blowing the ointment? How would you use this in context? Where are you using this? Number two, to deposit eggs or young larvae of a flesh fly or blowfly in. Okay. So you're, I assume the fly is the one who was doing this action. They are fly blowing their eggs into something. So they're fly blowing. There's blowflies. So maybe that's somehow connected to fly blow. You're just flipping the words around. There's flesh flies. And so when the young larvae or eggs of those things are deposited into something, maybe an ointment, they have been fly blown. Never heard of this word. Hey, look at that. We got another one. Blow. It's fly blown. Adjective from circa 1529. Number one, A, it means not pure. The synonym is tainted, as in, good thing we got a real example now. A world fly blown with the vices of irresponsible power. And that is a quote from V.L. Parrington. A world fly blown with the vices of irresponsible power. It's not pure. It's not pure. So the vices of irresponsible power are making the world not pure, making it tainted. So the world is fly blown. Feels like we're living in a fly blown world. We're living in a fly blown world filled with irresponsible power. Number one, B. Not bright and new. I am very fly blown. I'm not bright and new. I am dark and old. The synonyms are seedy and moth-eaten. your jacket in the closet for 100 years maybe got fly blown because the moths were eating it and maybe the eggs were being deposited. You don't want to wear that jacket. Number 1C, the synonyms are trite and hackneyed. Or is it hackneyed? Probably hackneyed. As in, a long list of fly-blown metaphors. That is a quote from Horizon. Some sort of publication, I guess. Horizon said, a long list of fly-blown metaphors. And those metaphors are trite and hackneyed, and they've been used over and over again, and we don't need to use them anymore. 2A, infested with eggs or young larvae of a flesh fly or a blowfly. Yep. That jacket's fly blown. You don't want to wear it. 2B, covered with fly specks. What are fly specks? Are we going to see fly specks? I mean, I could take guesses as to what fly specks are. Those are the glasses that the flies wear. Yes, we're going to see that in a few episodes, so we're not gonna tell you, but I have guesses on what they are. I think they're just the spectacles on a fly. Okay, now we go flyboy. Noun from 1937. This is a member of the Air Force, but especially an aircraft pilot, the one who is literally flying the planes. They're called flyboys. You could call them flyman, flymen. Maybe we're going to see flymen in the next episode. I don't know. But for some reason, they like to call them boys. Yo, boys, get all up in your planes so you can fly, and then we'll call you flyboys. There's probably no fly girls. I assume that's not in here. Boop! Next is fly bridge, one word, a tiny little bridge that you build so the flies can walk across it. This is a noun from 1962. An open deck on a cabin cruiser located above the bridge on the cabin roof and usually having a duplicate set of navigating equipment. It's the fly bridge because it's over the other bridge. An open deck on a cabin cruiser located above the bridge. I guess if something happens to the one bridge, the one, what is that, the cabin, the deck? I don't know. You got another one. The fly bridge. I don't know much about this. Is this on a boat? It seems like it would be a boat, but I don't know. It could be something else. It's the bridge that's flying over the other bridge. That's why it's a fly bridge. And now we got one more word. It's flyby. F-L-Y-B-Y. Noun from 1953. Number 1. A prearranged, usually low-altitude flight by one or more airplanes over a public gathering. And an example of this public gathering and where all of this is happening is an air show. The Air and Water Show in Chicago, they do flybys. When the planes are practicing, they're flying by. Maybe, I've never been to this, maybe once when I was little. But maybe, you know, there's people at the beach, people in the parks down by the water. And so then the planes are going to go, they're going to fly as low as they can, as close to the people as they can, while still being safe. It's very exciting for the people. The people love a flyby, don't they? Yes, they do. Sometimes they can go wrong, so you got to be careful. You got to be a good flyboy to do a flyby. Number 2A, a flight of a spacecraft past a celestial body close enough to obtain scientific data or data. And an example of the celestial body could be Mars. We're going to send a spacecraft to do a flyby by Mars, a flyby across Mars, near Mars, because we're going to gather some information. I just saw video yesterday that, I guess you couldn't call it a flyby. A spacecraft went into the sun, and we got some footage of the sun, So it's not a flyby, because a flyby is just going by, flying by, getting the information, getting the pictures, and then it's like, okay, bye, see ya. I just did a flyby. Kind of like a drive-by, but it's flying. Number 2B is a spacecraft that makes a flyby. The spacecraft can also be called the flyby because it's only designed to do flybys. That's all it does. It flies by. All right, I think that's enough for today. I got to pick a word of the episode. We had fly, 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 flyable, fly, agaric, fly ash, fly away, fly ball, fly blow, fly blown, fly boy, fly bridge, fly by. Fly away. I think we also call flyaways like maybe when your eyelash has detached and it's like sitting on your cheek or your nose or something. You got a flyaway. Or maybe the hairs. I think I have a lot of flyaways. You can't see them great here, but I know. Like, ooh, I think I got one. Should I pull it? I got it. I got the flyaway. Some of them just don't mesh with the others. So which one am I going to pick today? I think I'm going to pick flyby as the word of the episode. I'm making a flyby, gathering data from Mars. I'm doing a flyby and I'm called a flyby because I'm a spacecraft on Mars. Fantastic. Wonderful song to end this episode. And now I will tell you about another movie that we watched just last night. We watched August: Osage County. We had never seen it before. And we had hearing people talk about it recently, and we were like, maybe we should watch this movie from 2013, I think it was. It was originally a play, and then they turned it into a movie, and it is a story about a family who comes together in Oklahoma. Oklahoma. And, you know, all of the drama that comes when some families get together, lots of information comes out. And yes, it is very dramatic. Fantastic performances. There's some funny stuff, but mostly it's dramatic. And I'm glad I finally watched it. Really good stuff. I recommend August, Osage County. I recommend most movies I watch. It's very rare that I don't recommend one. If you haven't seen it, you should see it. But be prepared. It's a little intense at times. Okay, that's going to be it for this episode. Thank you so much for checking out this show. Do all of the things in the show notes. Whatever it tells you to do, just do it. Don't even think about it or question it. Just do it. That includes calling and leaving a voicemail, sending me an email, buying merchandise, following the social media, joining the Patreon for $1 a month, and all of those wonderful things. Until next time, this is Spencer with his hair flyaways, dispensing information. Goodbye. Taka taka taka.